Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, Pop Culture and Research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Scrubs Season 10?
They went and did it. They said, hey, what else is coming back? That Frasier revival did really well, I think. I've not watched it.
We saw all Friends. They did like a bit of a reunion
thing. You know what it needs to come back? Scrub.
Well, it feels like that Hollywood has decided, big TV has decided that Baseless Speculation's been running their mouths for too much. And they've decided to bring back something to really shut us the fuck up by wrecking our day.
And they say,
guess what? Scrubs is back. And not only is it back, so we got like a production. So there was the announcement it's coming back. Then we got a now in production video. We got a cast photos. We got updates on table reads. And they've even given us the fact that on February 25th, 2026, back-to-back episodes of Scrubs are dropping.
Okay, so
thanks a lot, ABC.
So I guess in a relationship, our relationship with the TV show Scrubs.
So I
watched it when it came out. I had a good time with it. I quite liked it when it started. I remember watching the pilot or the first episode as it aired on free to air television in Australia. And I think I bought the DVDs when they came out.
Nice.
And I'm fairly certain because I was that kind of nerd. Listen to the things
figure?
With the commentary and on. God, to have
JD,
one of those action figures.
That's like clearly not designed. It's more like a statuette. With intricate pieces and a realistic face.
I'm sad that, and this is probably an episode for another day, but Funko is going under, so they're not going to get a Scrubs.
Maybe that might be the last hurrah.
That's true.
Maybe
that'll win me over.
I quite liked it. And I thought it ended in, the season 8 end, I thought was really nice. It kind of just wrapped everything up. There was moments when it was very stupid and very silly. And you're kind of like, okay, why aren't they going to do that? They really should have, personally, it was the whole thing with Elliot and JD. And it was like, will they, won't they? And then they were like, oh no, we're not. And then it's like, no, let's bring it back to will they. And you're like, look, it's people evolve, people change. I thought it would be nice if they just
It's like sitcoms because, back in the day, every sitcom had, and probably to this day, every sitcom has the will they, won't they. But they've never figured out what the satisfying answer to that is.
Yeah.
Which is, it's like the end of Friends, right? Yeah. Where they go, hey, in the end, Rachel and Ross, they get together. Mm-hmm. And you go, that means nothing to me because I've seen them get together before. And they break up. Who's to say they're not going to break up after the Friends end? They probably will. Ross is a sack of shit.
He sucks so much.
Rachel, you could do so much better.
You did do so much better often in that show.
Yeah. Anytime you spoke to anyone.
Anyone else.
How good is the
being alone?
Look.
Spinsterism? Come on, Rachel.
I don't want to come out as pro-bestiality, but fucking a dog would be a better choice than Ross.
Wow.
I disagree.
I'll remain neutral on this.
Ross is a human man.
I don't know if I'm one, if I'm quite won over. How good is that thing that Paul Rudd did? This is probably an old story, but during the ending of the series finale of Friends, where all of the Friends cast, like the main cast, were all getting together and they were all like, sort of commiserating. Yeah. And he came up and he's like, well, it's been one hell of a ride. They did not find it funny. And I think that's awesome. Just to ride their grief.
Yeah, man.
Wow, guys.
Yeah.
We're going to miss it.
Yeah, wait a minute. You guys are getting $1 million an episode.
Yeah.
That makes me think of, is it Noah Schnapp at the, I think that's how you say his name, the Stranger Things kid?
Yeah.
That he keeps on posting about how sad he is that it's ending, but no one else is posting about how sad it is that it's ending.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's because he knows he's not going to get any work.
Well,
after this
also
ever
the same
again.
Thing is like, look, this
very
is
funny to me.
This is classic Baseless Speculation bordering on slander.
Yes.
But there's also been a lot of stuff come out from behind the scenes of Stranger Things leading up to this season being like, oh, they all hate each other and multiple of them are big pieces of shit. David Harbour.
Oh, yeah, David Harbour. And isn't Noah Schnapp also?
Yeah, he's a Zionist.
Zionist, maybe? Very funny to me.
David Harbour and... Millie Bobby Brown.
Apparently there was like, some like on-set stuff, but then at the premiere they were fine. And
yeah.
That could be for whatever, who knows.
Millie Bobby Brown is also really funny where they're like, what's your favorite movie? And she's like, I hate movies. That's awesome.
But Stranger Things is TV.
Yeah. Stranger Things, like the last season that's come out, I don't know, is it out yet? Who knows?
No, I don't think so.
It comes out over Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't there like cast photos now and they've got like a new guy?
Yeah. For some reason, my algorithm on Instagram gives me all his content. He's had like red carpet things. I'm like, who is this man?
He's just like, it's in the last season and that's it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, he's like the final season. And
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And it's Bebop. And you're like, oh, yeah, Bebop. I remember Bebop.
Great classic Stranger Things.
They really, really, and I know this is the coldest take of all time, but they really did fuck up the release of Stranger Things.
I saw somebody talk about how 80s nostalgia like rose and fell in the time that Stranger Things has existed.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy and just shows you how cold it you know, the iron is.
Never maybe managed to release 5 seasons in 10 years.
Yeah. It's insane.
But
it's because every episode's an hour now, or an hour plus.
Like, I think we caught up with it over COVID.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
I'm sure I'd still have it. I haven't seen the last 2 seasons. I'm sure they'd be fine. Yeah, whatever.
It's like, yeah, but I can imagine that, it would kill the momentum if you watched it, like, every week.
That's why I stopped. Maybe I haven't seen, but anyway, I saw season 3. I was like, oh, yeah, whatever, bit of fun. And then it was like 4 years, it felt like. And they were like, season 4's out. And I'm like, you've lost me.
Yeah. Barely pay attention to an episode I watched last
week.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now you're asking me to pay. Where is Bebop again?
I miss Bebop. And podcast from the Ghostbusters movies.
Well, the Ghostbusters movies only exist because Stranger Things are successful. Ghostbusters movies fell off a fucking cliff.
When
it comes to box office.
Podcast notwithstanding.
Yeah, of course. So my relationship with Scrubs I enjoyed it when it was out. I thought the end of it was like really sweet. And then they were like, oh, here's the next season, which was meant to be like a med school.
Yeah, so season 9.
For a new show.
Season 9 was... And I know a lot about Scrubs despite my feelings towards it, which people will either know or they're about to hear about.
What?
So season 9, in the defense of Bill Lawrence, the creator of Scrubs, he originally pitched as a spinoff because ABC were like, even though Scrubs had come to a natural conclusion, the finale is an ending. They wanted more Scrubs because like a bunch of shows, I'm pretty sure the ratings kind of ticked up towards the finale.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they wrote Scrubs Med School, which is a spinoff of The Interns in the but then they were like, no, a spinoff's too messy. It's hard to get people to jump on board with a spinoff because it seems like a brand new show. You have to kind of win them over again. It's just Scrubs season 9. And he was like, I don't know if that's a good idea. And then, surprise, it was not
terrible idea.
Yeah, I liked it, but your approach is it's a new thing. Approach it as if like it's a whole new show.
Which was. Yeah, yeah.
And the occasional appearances by the prior
it's distracting.
Yeah, it was like first it was distracting, and then also it's like, oh, I thought we left it on like, you know, JD was.
Everything
was a bit
wrapped
of a goofball,
up,
but like
of,
he
yeah.
wasn't as much. He was taking his job more serious. Mm. He was becoming a dad. All those kind of things. And then when it came to the season 9, it's like, oh, he's there limited time, so back to being a goofball again.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. So they didn't really evolve as characters. They're still that sort of archetypal, whatever they were beforehand. Cool, I guess. But like, I remember watching it, it was like, oh, no, there's some really good moments and there's some really good like storytelling there. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
A revival or a reboot or a season 10 with the original cast and all that, I'm like, is this needed? It's
probably not going to be good. I don't really have a relationship with Scrubs. It was like one of those shows that I would catch an episode of and be like, oh, yeah, whatever. I'll get like maybe a laugh here and there. Even though I don't really have a relationship with it, I think it did annoy me. It was like kind of one of those shows where I was always riding that knife's edge of whether or not this is entertaining or very annoying. And so, yeah, I kind of just don't care either way.
Fair enough. That's fair.
Yeah, it did become a lot, I don't know, like I think the first few, like the first season or whatever was a bit more grounded.
Yeah.
Somewhat, even though you had a bit more of JD's like in a monologue or whatever. But then towards like, forget whatever season it was, but or maybe it was always there, but like it just became more of that almost Family Guy quickly cut to a
holy crap.
A
wacky
yeah, but Family kind of Guy thing. Rocks. That's the
thing. Yeah. Yeah, we're all in agreement.
Peter, Lois, Chris, yeah, Meg, dude. Stewie,
Brian, dude,
Brian slept on, dude. People don't think Brian's that funny, yeah, but Brian's a fucking pisser, fucking, dude.
He's a funny fucker,
dude. Yeah, dude, he is a that's who fucking Rachel should have dated.
Yeah. Brian the dog. Dog. Then it's not bestiality, even though it is a dog's penis.
Yeah. I think it is bestiality, too.
No, he's like a dog man. Yeah.
You can't fuck a dog man.
You're saying it's better if Rachel fucks an actual dog?
I said, if you recall, I'm not pro bestiality.
Yeah.
But
I just think that Ross.
That's really a sentence you never want to have a but at the end.
Yeah, really.
I'm not pro bestiality. However,
I just think that Ross is such a subhuman of a man
that he's lower than a dog.
He's lower than a dog.
That if you found out, if your good friend Rachel came into Central Perk and she said, "Guess what, guys?
I'm fucking
a dog."
I'd be like, that's disgusting, but that's better than Ross.
And Ross would be like, oh, man.
It's like, well, it's good to see that you've taken one, like, you know, one rung up from Ross. Yeah. Still not good, Rachel.
The idea of saying
still
that
not good.
Whilst next to Ross. And Ross like,
in my mind, because, you know, Ross sometimes sits on the chair, the camera pans to Ross.
And I just turn to him and I'm like, I hope you die.
This is a weird episode of Friends. Who's the new guy?
Guys, we've been through all of this so much.
It's been a journey.
It's been a journey. Yeah. I hope Ross dies, and I love all of you others.
I look at my DVD, my VHS of Friends, and it's Friends featuring Joel Dusha.
Rachel,
I picked up the wrong one at the DVD
Marina
store.
Marina.
The classic Friends cast: Marina, Monica, Joel Dusha,
Rachel, and Ross. Old Chandles. Joey's there too.
Yeah.
Old Chandler.
Yeah, old Chandler.
Chandler's just like 60 for some reason.
That's classic old Chandles.
Old Chandles.
This is
a strange edition of Friends. I don't remember this.
It's just a Halloween episode.
Oh, Rachel's like, fucking a dog.
I tell Ross that I hope he dies and Chandler is old.
This is like the actors there. It's just like some like old guy that have like, you know, who's playing Chandler. Yeah. You've just got someone called like Marina Monica.
Yeah,
not Courtney not Cox, either of, and you're like, but they do, but David Schwimmer's there,
and Phoebe's just not in.
Phoebe's just not in. She's
in
that episode. They explain that she's chasing that stinky cat or whatever.
Have I gone insane? Maybe? Is that what's happened to me tonight? It is Halloween.
Yeah,
well, I am spooked.
I am scared.
So my relationship with Scrubs. Yeah. I started watching it in high school. I reckon probably like season 4 or 5. Is that? I could check because I know when I started. Anyway, look, I remember I had a chemistry teacher that said, "Hey,
watch Scrubs.
People talk a lot about medical procedures. And if you ask any doctor, they won't say that house or ER is the most accurate. It's actually Scrubs." And the class thought that was the fucking best.
Okay.
And I just remember being like, God, I hope that's not true.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, it would have been like season 6.
Yeah.
I caught up to. Anyway.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that is true. Is this where we're going? That little statement?
I have heard that about Scrubs, I think.
People are like, yeah, that's actually what a hospital is
or
like.
Or the superior comedic medical show. Which is British, Green Wing. You ever seen Green Wing?
I like to think
Green Wing, the one that's going, it's went forever, right?
No, is that two Green seasons, okay. And then maybe a TV movie.
I like to think of the medical system being run like Children's Hospital.
Yeah, that I've seen.
God, Children's Hospital.
Yeah,
is good.
Dude. What about that? What was that TV like show did by Stephen King about a haunted hospital that was a remake of a way more fucked up, possibly German
Kingdom Hospital?
Which is, I think, a remake of a more fucked up version that's like maybe German and extremely surreal. I should watch that. Not Kingdom Hospital. I don't think that was very good, but the other one.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Is it Lars von Trier?
Yeah.
Lars von Trier made the original Kingdom Hospital.
Is that a TV series?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that at all.
Yeah. What? You don't want to watch season TV? That's only 13 episodes.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Any season's 13 episodes. Lars von Trier. How long are these fucking episodes going to be?
No, thank you. Lars von Trier's Kingdom Hospital.
I've seen a good man of like Lars von Trier's work. And honestly, maybe I don't want to engage there.
Hey,
maybe
that's fair enough.
I like watching things that don't make me deeply upset.
Very fair.
The Kingdom, which is the Lars von Trier thing.
Yeah.
So it's inspired by Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Mm.
The genres are absurdist comedy, black comedy, medical drama, paranormal, and this is probably where it's going to start losing you, psychological drama and supernatural horror.
Yes.
Look, the comedy stuff, well, hey, maybe I've been won over, but I know his work.
It is really funny that this, because the Stephen King did the English language one, that they were like, who is America's Lars von Trier? Stephen King? Is that what they were thinking?
Yeah,
I would disagree.
Yeah, I would also
and I'm
disagree.
Stephen King number one defender. He is not Lars von Trier, dude.
Nor.
His books are like, nor. Whatever, Horse Went Evil or whatever.
Yeah.
What if the books in a library ate a child?
Mm.
That's Stephen King. Mm-hmm. I think it's a funny thing. Speaking of,
yes,
Dusha had his mouth open. Maybe he's just likes having an open mouth.
The Kingdom is notable for its...
We are all constantly slack-jawed.
Well, you'll understand why.
Yeah, yes.
But then I kind of figured out what this sentence is, but just let it hit you first.
Okay, I'm listening.
Before you process it.
All right, done.
The series is notable for its wry humor, its muted sepia color schemes, and the appearance of a chorus of dishwashers with Down syndrome who discuss in intimate detail the strange occurrences in the hospital. Now, I read dishwashers, and my brain immediately went to Dishwashers the Machine with Down syndrome, and I was like, what the fuck does
what
that
are you
look
doing,
like? But no, it's like...
they are washing the dishes in the hospital.
Gotcha.
I think in Lars von Trier's one, somebody becomes... maybe surgically Anubis, god of the dead.
Mm.
Anyway.
I gotta check this out.
You really should, dude.
Yeah.
I think a funny thing with making a reboot to a TV sitcom is, like, obviously it's kind of like, it feels like a cash grab and it feels kind of soulless, but I think it just, it's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Because, one, I think it's depressing because all of a sudden all of these...
I didn't even finish. I got into Scrubs, I caught up with it, then I was watching it week to week.
Yeah.
And as I started watching it week to week, I was like, I don't like this, but I did finish it. But because as we got closer and closer to the finale, people started talking about it more and more.
Yeah.
My life kind of became worse because of it. And then everyone was telling me how Garden State is going to change my life. Watch Garden State, and it made me the angriest movie's ever made me.
Why? You want to yell into a void?
It makes me sick.
JD, do you know when you yell into a void or whatever... is this a film where it yells back? You know what? I can't. We should do
Garden State for Based Rewind because I've never seen it.
Fuck. fuck.
And I've been yelled at about it by you two often enough that I think it's time we sat down as a family.
I've already done a podcast on Garden State.
He's right. I've already done this. No, but you haven't
not
done
for
it
based,
with,
for,
you
not for this show.
I did it for
you haven't done it with you two good boys.
We're gonna sit down. We're gonna have a Garden State, dinner
themed party.
Themed party. Dress up as our favorite Garden State characters.
What would be your Garden State meal? I guess you would make
a gun.
Delicious.
Okay, we have to play the shins a lot.
Okay.
That motherfucker got nominated, or maybe even
he won a Grammy for that mixtape. Yes, you're correct.
It's just a fucking mixtape.
Yes.
That's very funny, dude.
Yes.
Correct.
I look forward to watching Garden State.
I hope every band that was on that album has hunted down Zach Braff and beat the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
He beat up that child
in
that episode of Punk'd.
Yeah.
Or like when he kind of almost collapsed Kickstarter, not quite single-handedly. It was hand-in-hand with Amanda Palmer.
Because
they decided to cash in on Kickstarter being new, even though they both had huge financial backings.
Oh, yeah, oodles of money, dude.
Then he made a movie that sucked and everyone hated.
Then he made a podcast series about a guy making a podcast or whatever.
Yes. iPodcaster. What was it called?
I forgot about that, where he was like, it was the whole...
Running a podcast company. And at the time, we were starting a podcast company and being like, no.
Because it had the vibe...
No.
It had the vibe of like a musical biopic where he was like, I don't know, I've just figured out this thing of... I don't know. Maybe this is crazy.
No,
but
it was well off
talking. Talking to each other. Mm.
It was
with microphones.
One season series called Alex Inc.
Yeah.
Mm. 2018 though. So we
No, but that's we were laughing at it because we were like, that's not what it's like.
Yeah.
This is a very slick version. Where's the people ignoring you in group chats and realizing you need to edit something and then uploading it at 2x speed?
Yeah.
When are they gonna talk about that in the TV show?
Yeah, they got one season. See, that's something we should watch.
Yeah, that
10 episodes, one season.
10 episodes. Come on.
Yeah.
He was in a relationship with Florence Pugh that everyone hated because he's like 20 years older than her.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe 25. Mm-hmm. And then during COVID, everyone was just piling on being like, hey, are you being groomed to Florence Pugh to the point where she had to stop taking photos of him because I'd make a statement being like, you're wrecking my life.
It's being like, I am an adult.
Yeah.
I can make my own choice.
Yeah, I'm an adult woman. Thank you very much.
But then maybe also he was kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, he is Zach Braff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I was going to say is that I think it's sad because one, you have to revert all of the protagonists back to their original state.
And then I tweeted about how much I hated Garden State. Zach Braff clearly searched for Garden State and he blocked me on Twitter.
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
But also, because the show was going a long time ago, by this point, a lot of the cast have just passed away. Like,
I like you throwing a lot of the cast.
I think only one.
Sam Lloyd.
Are you sure? I thought there was two. Yeah.
I mean, the actor that plays Kelso is 85. He's still alive.
He might have retired.
Ken Jenkins.
Guess maybe then to rephrase is that you are going to be missing because of the time that's passed for various reasons, a lot of the cast. Mm. And so you are coming back with this kind of like stymied kind of like cut down version of the original. You know, it has this real like zombie energy in a way.
Weirdly, I think the main cast are all back. I get what you're saying because it can happen that way where it's either like, you know.
But like Kelso won't be there. Dr. Cox won't be there.
Cox is there.
I didn't see him in the production
thing. He's not in that production thing, but he was the first. Him and Judy Reyes.
Will the janitor be there?
Were the first two actors announced for the reprisal, which is crazy.
That's insane.
No mention of the janitor yet.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't need to act again. He's still living off the middle money.
Bring back the middle, dude. What's Brick Hack up to?
Well, he became the president?
Yeah.
They did a flash for
President Hack! Imagine, dude. That's $1 billion in the bank.
I was gonna say, speak of the middle, but Malcolm in the Middle, like that's also coming back as well.
But I think that's only coming back for like a 4-episode run or something.
Yes. Okay,
okay.
No Dewey, too.
No Dewey. Well, who allegedly was at a music festival with me over summer 2024-2025.
Yeah.
There was just this rumor floating around. They were like
Dewey's here.
No, but they weren't saying Dewey.
Because they just recast, right? Because the original actor was like, I dipped out after Malcolm in the Middle. Like, I want a real life.
Well, I think he had a very... I remember reading a story that Bryan Cranston would invite the kid that played Dewey to his real life house because Dewey either was like living in a fucked up actor family type situation or... And this can't be right. Was like an orphan or something. Anyway, he basically didn't have a very normal childhood. So Bryan Cranston would like bring him to dinner with his family to try and give him a more normal childhood. Mm. So I don't think acting was so super fun for Dewey. Unlike the child that played Brick Heck, who I assume loved every second of it.
One can make that assumption.
Eric Per Sullivan. That's the actor's name.
Yeah.
He retired from acting in 2010 when he was 18.
Mm. Yeah.
He wrote a book with the mom from Malcolm in the Middle.
Whoa, awesome. Weird.
Oh, that was when he was still...
Was it about being a fake mother and son?
No, it was a children's book.
They rebooted Mother and Son, too. That's crazy.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Why would they do such a thing?
Seeing this the other day, Mother
That's
and Son
sacred.
Fucking... Yeah. Classic show.
They have recast, yes. There's a different... He's now allegedly studying Victorian literature and pursuing a master's degree at Harvard University.
Fuck yes, Dewey.
And despite his lack of involvement, he has reported... He's like... supportive and positive. Yeah. He's like, you go get the bag.
I think it would be a really weird situation to be like, you're like, I'm out of acting. I haven't done it since 2010. But like, I did kind of grow up with these kids.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. I think I would feel like a weird, like not a pressure. What's a good pressure? Like a responsibility or something to be like, I should be part of it, just for the like reunion sort of aspect. I don't know.
Maybe he'll visit the set and be like, "Oh, I'm sure. Well done." Sure.
I think he just had a really normal childhood.
Oh. What was I reading about Bryan Cranston inviting him to dinner?
Maybe just Bryan Cranston being a nice guy. I swear, because again, like I'm thinking, like Malcolm Middle left doing like, you know, four episodes, and I don't know why I feel that's a lot nicer and
you can kind of just catch up with them.
What the family is doing, right? Whereas I feel with Scrubs, because it was such an ensemble, and because they had so many different like thread lines and all those kind of things, it was just this like. I don't know. It feels weird if it's all coming together, especially, I guess, Malcolm Middle, it's a family. Whereas with Scrubs, you're like, well, that's a hospital and people move on. People, you know, they take different careers. They will change hospital or they will go somewhere else or whatever. So they're them to be like, oh, it's been however many years it's been since the last time. It's like, are they...
Still working at the hospital?
Come back. Because did Sacred Heart close? Did it just become the teaching hospital? And that was season 9. God, I forget.
It's your favorite show, so it's crazy you forget.
I know.
But it's also funny, like I think about King of the Hill, right? Which also recently had a reboot. But they made like a concerted effort to be like,
we're aging everything.
Yeah, time has passed. We're aging everybody up. And that means we can tell different stories because we're no longer telling a story about like, you know, a kind of conservative Texan dad and his sort of oddball son. It's like he's a conservative Texan grandpa with his oddball or old man with his oddball adult son. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, stuff's changed.
Look, and I guess maybe it's like, I guess also our faith in the production as well.
Yes, yeah.
Whereas it's like, you know, because this could be, you know, they're all aged up.
Mm.
And so it is like many years later, we can now see them telling more like different stories about that. Like, you know, you're no longer a junior doctor. You're no longer like, you know, just fresh out of med school or, you know, but things like they kind of did tell those like as the whole cast and everyone else sort of like, you know, kept going. It's like, everyone dealt with more and more real responsibilities and like life.
Well, because I mean, like that's got to be the really appealing part of like a revival of a sitcom you love.
Well,
you go, these characters have changed and they're in a different place. So it's a character you know and love, but they've got different new stories to tell because they're in a new situation. If you just put them back in the same situation. Mm. And look, having said that, as somebody who watched at least the first and last episode of the Frasier reboot, it doesn't always work.
No. Well, okay. So comparing it to Malcolm in the Middle again, Malcolm in the Middle revival is it's called Malcolm in the Middle, Life Still Unfair. Great reference.
Great name.
Nice.
But it was originally pitched as a 2-hour movie.
Okay.
And then they cut it into... They retooled it so it wasn't just they filmed a movie and they've cut it up. So it's set around like one event. So I think this is going to be kind of King of the Hill-y in the sense of like, it's Lois and Hal's 40th wedding anniversary. And they're like, it's time to get the fucking family back together. You pieces of shit, you've forgotten.
Where are you? Come over.
Yeah. And like they've done classic stuff like Malcolm's now divorced.
Oh,
Divorced Malcolm?
Divorced Malcolm? Yeah. Are you kidding me, dude?
Like, yes. So going back to Scrubs there, you're like, oh, well, you know, is Elliot and JD like, you know, oh, cool. Maybe they're divorced because they somehow like, because again, with sitcoms, you're like, oh no, we want to have that drama.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like things have changed. And for some reason, that's what, like, we can't think of anything. So we go, well, they're split up or one's cheated on the other. Looking at you, Sex and the City movies, you pieces of shit. Anyway. So they have like, you know, something that is either way out of character or something that is like, you know, why'd they do that?
So I also double checked because I couldn't remember. JD just leaves Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart still operates as a hospital. Nothing changes there.
Yeah.
But there's a flash forward in the finale.
Yeah. Oh.
So like it shows like because JD and Elliot don't end the show married. That's part of the montage at the end where they have a kid and their kid gets married to Turk and
Carla's
kid.
Yeah.
And then
was it Elliot's kid or is it the of what's her name that did
doesn't JD get
Yeah, she knocks up
He jacks off. Oh no, he comes prematurely and it lands in a pussy.
Nice, yes, dude.
Yeah. Which that's was awesome. Again when like you're like talking about like things, you're like, why'd I do that? Why couldn't you have had sex regular style?
I think that humiliation
ritual.
This is a weird thing that you included in your show.
This is going to be a very, very, very rare occurrence. I'm going to defend that choice because I think that that is because like it's different.
I'll
also
I'll
like
give you that.
That also is sex can, like, I mean, like, pregnancy count. Like,
I get it.
That in theory,
I get it.
You can come prematurely.
You can do that. No, but it happens. It happens. Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong at all. I still remember that scene. Yeah, like, as in, like, him explaining how it happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But from memory, again, I haven't watched these in a long, long, long time, but from memory, it was like, oh, that happened, and then they either try and date, or it's kind of like...
He's
but it,
with
it
her
did
for,
seem
like, a
to
season.
Be
yeah,
that, true. Like, oh, even after that, we still never banged, and they... or
yeah, that's weird.
And that's weird. Yeah. And then to be like, well, it does, you know, it felt like, initially, like, oh, this is... JD is growing up. Yeah. JD is like, okay, he's now... You know, his girlfriend is pregnant. He's now taking responsibility, and he's kind of growing up and become. You know, he's changing. He's learning, right?
Mm.
And then it just felt like, and now we're not.
Yeah.
Because for some reason we're like, no, must be with Elliot.
Well, it kind of makes me think in a weird way of, so King of the Hill, the initial run, up until about season 6 or 7, I might have that kind of wrong, but it's like it's progresses. So like stuff gets changed and set in canon, and then. You know, it, like Bobby and Connie, they have like, will they, won't they? And then they do. And then they're dating. And like, but then at some point, the producers were like, no. Well, the network was like, you can't do this. This is bad for reruns because people need to know what happened previously. So you've got to stop telling serialized stories.
Yeah.
Which is such a shame because that initial run is so kind of good for that reason. But then most sitcoms, they do have that kind of like, nobody really evolves. Nobody really grows until the last season. Then you do it all at once.
Yep.
To satisfyingly, like, kind of send off these characters.
Yeah. So then to, you know, flash forward, whatever it may be, or to, you know, reintroducing to these people now, it's kind of like, okay, so, you know, why are they now coming back to, I'm presuming they're going to be at Sacred Heart. So why are they, why are they doing that? Because, you know, JD left, Elliot was doing her own private practice initially out of Sacred Heart, I think. But then, like, you know, again, where have these people gone and why are they coming back to the hospital that they, their first job where they trained and whatever. And then you're like, these like, relationships, you're like, okay, cool. I can understand. Yeah. You know, it's JD and Turk, the best friends still. That's great. They keep in touch, whatever, that kind of stuff. But then you're like, well, we're, you know, maybe they want to add that element of drama. So like, I really hope they don't be like, well, here's JD, he's divorced. Now it's about like, you know, oh, will he and Elliot get back together by the season end? And you're like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
But then also, this makes me think as well of the Office, the paper, right?
Yeah.
The new Office.
Yeah.
Now, people hate it. And
N-Office.
The N-Office, thank you. Now, there's a lot of criticisms of it that sort of boil down to the fact that it's not The Office.
No,
right?
But I don't know if you know this enough, though, because the paper doesn't just try and be its own thing.
Yeah.
It constantly reminds
you. Yeah, I know,
I know. Like, as in, like...
It opens with a sequence that is unrelated to the rest of the paper, where a side character from The Office walks through the old office and is like, it's this now. And then it cuts to the paper for no reason.
Why'd they do that?
Yeah.
Plus, it keeps... It has that one character... That was in The Office.
Yes.
I don't know his name. I never watched The Office. But they got that one character.
You've seen the first and the last episode.
That is true.
So you have actually watched The Office.
I have watched The Office. But they have this one character that keeps, like, the camera goes on him and he's like, oh, not again.
Like, I have not watched, like, The Office. Neither the American or the UK. Yeah. Nor have I seen the first and last episodes. So I genuinely
or
have
the Australian
seen...
episode of The Office.
I know.
The season? Come on.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
You just got to understand that you don't need to specify you haven't seen the first and last episode.
That's
because if you've seen that, you'd seen the show.
I know.
You've watched The Office.
I just want to, like, you know, let the beautiful listeners and viewers just know how much I have never engaged with The Office. But I remember someone saying, talking about, the paper being like, well, you don't want to make another The Office. So we can't just get everyone back from The Office into this, but this guy who perhaps worked in that office, for him to get this job in this paper, that makes sense.
Yes,
I don't know.
Well, I think logically it does, but it's just the way the production keeps on referring back. What I've heard, again, I have no investment here whatsoever, but I watched a great video by Drew Gooden about this. He's like, the back half of it's not bad because it's given a bit of breathing room. But the reason I bring it up is that there are clearly people that when they watch like a revival or a reboot or, you know,
spin-off.
A sequel or a spinoff that are like, I need this to be the same because... You know, it's this kind of conversation, I think, about how people engage with media these days.
Yeah.
And it comes back to that big conversation we had about comfort watching, right?
Yeah.
Where with Scrubs, people are watching, when you do a revival, if you love Scrubs, I think the majority of people are going to be like, I need more Scrubs.
Yeah. Mm.
Not, I need something new with the same cast. You know what I mean? So I think if you make the decision to put all of these characters in a completely different sort of like position and a different, you know, like contexts and stuff, you're going to not alienate, but piss off a bunch of the 100%. Fans that come back and they're like, no, but I need Scrubs for what I remember Scrubs being.
Yeah.
I think it's the kind of same conversation you have about like reboot movies and stuff, like the Ghostbusters movies, where you go, the point seems to be to get back to that thing you remember from when you were like, that's what the end goal kind of secretly is, that you were gonna, and the same with like a legacy sequel, you're gonna get back to that thing you loved 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you will have the same experience watching it that you did 10 years ago. Mm. But you won't. You can never go home again.
No.
That's the fucking, that's how it works. That's that's life.
Yeah, grow
you
up.
You can't, you can't. You can never go, you can go back to your childhood. It's not the same thing.
It's not the same.
But anyway, so it's, I think it's interesting, and I would wager, not egg mode wager, but I would wager that Scrubs will be, they will do a lot. It's just also because of the kind of show it is. They will make the effort to put everybody back in roughly the same situation.
I really hope they don't.
Mm.
Simply just because I'm like, well, like Bill Lawrence is like, he does well. He writes good television. Ted Lasso, wonderful. Mm. It's very heartfelt. It's very sweet.
Oh, fuck. I forgot he's a Ted Lasso guy.
Yeah.
He really made a lot of shows I don't like.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah, more really? Power to him, dude.
I like Ted Lasso. Anyway, so I have no, like, I guess, like, I don't know, faith is not the right word or something. Like, you know, he'll probably
He's won me back over, though. He also wrote on The Nanny.
Oh, dude, Fran Drescher.
Wonderful.
Nanny Fine.
Wonderful.
And Clone High?
Clone High,
bring
dude.
That back.
That's pretty good.
They did bring it back.
The Nanny. The nanny.
Bring The Nanny back.
Yeah. They also tried to bring back The Nanny,
well,
sort of.
Well,
but
try isn't bringing it back.
They did it like 20 years too early.
Oh.
Because they brought, what was it? It's called like Life with Fran or something like that.
But yeah, so I guess I do have, like, you know, he will write something good. It's just that, I don't know, it just feels, this feels more in the camp of, the way I feel about this one is feels like the Sex and the City movies.
Yeah.
And Just Like That?
Just Like That, dude.
Just Like
and
That.
Just like that.
But it's a kind of thing where, like, I think it's Sex and the City 2 or something, or it's like, all right, we don't have anything for Miranda and Steve. So Miranda and Steve, no, Miranda and Steve have the affair in one or two.
The first one is the one that you have all the issues with. Because the second one,
I don't think I've watched the second one.
The second one just goes crazy. Yeah. Like, what if we committed racism in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
For 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours, you say?
But yeah, the first Sex and the City movie is the one where you hate.
Because
the whole premise of that movie is the first half is just
undoing so much.
Undoing everything from the series, but at the same time making characters make decisions that you've just watched them for years not do.
Yeah. So it's like, and you can see it's like in the writer's room, it's like, well, so Miranda and Steve are married. What if he has an affair? And you're like,
he wouldn't do that.
But do you, why would you?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand, like, you know, it comes out of left field, maybe like, but do you need to do that in this show? And then you have to have everyone breaking up bar Charlotte and Harry. But it's this kind of weird thing where you're like, why did you do that? And like, I don't know, I'm just so, you know, it's like, yeah, you're going back to square one. Because you, like, in a sitcom, like, hopefully it's not that. Hopefully it is like, you know, oh, yeah, no, being a parent and, like, Elliot there and JD and they're not divorced.
Yeah.
Carla and JD are not divorced. Carla and Turk.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, they're still, but you kind of want that to be like, hey, they've grown up. They're adults now. Mm. They are fully, like, you know, they've probably got, like, a 10-year-old or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you know, oh, we're dealing with work-life balance and still being, like, you know, best friends or
but
whatever.
But it's a kind of funny thing as well because surely in that first episode, you have to reassure the fans it's still JD.
It's still JD.
You know what I mean? It's still Turk. It's still Carla. Like, that's kind of like a stupid thing that you have to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's really weird. Like, I think it kind of reminds me of, you know, so Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
I'm familiar. You know the guy?
I know that guy.
Got bit by a radioactive spider.
Yeah.
He can only eat rats and bugs.
Yeah. Killed his wife with his radioactive cum.
That's the guy. Spider-Man Rain.
But
we
I think you complain about Zaman. Yeah. I think this is a fair complaint. Is that like Spider-Man or Peter Parker never gets a chance to grow up.
Yep.
He never gets a chance to have a different life. Yep. He's always got to be brought back to square one.
Yep.
Which is, and this is true for a lot of comic book characters, but it's a tricky thing where that's kind of just not how the medium works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it kind of never has. Mm. And I think kind of the sitcom falls into a similar place where you can evolve and change the circumstances under which JD exists, but you can't do it too much because the thing you are selling people.
Yeah.
It kind of exists outside, like Spider-Man exists outside the media that Spider-Man is in.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man is not what's in the comics. Mm. It's what counts, weirdly, is what the collective consciousness thinks Spider-Man is.
Yeah, and there have been so many iterations of Spider-Man and some people playing Spider-Man and all those kind of things. So Spider-Man can kind of mostly be like whatever you want it to be. He's just going to be a teenager.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll ever change. Like you'll have little glimmers of hope. You might have a Spider-Man story that takes him in this direction, but it's like people need that stable Spider-Man character who is eternally kind of like down on his luck, broke, figuring out being Spider-Man, because you just can never ever. And you know, I'm not saying it's good, but like that's kind of the medium, and it's kind of the same with sitcoms. Like we talked about it in the Simpsons episode.
Yeah,
let the Simpsons die, let them age up. But of course, you never can.
Yeah,
you have to end it. That's the trick.
Well,
that's the kind of hell they're trapped in.
And also, like when you look at Scrubs, like the creator Bill Lawrence, he's stuck in an Apple TV deal where all these shows are going to be outside of Ted Lasso. Going to exist in a streaming service that people don't even really know is real, and his shows will be made.
I watched Bluberus, whatever.
Yeah, Pluvius.
The Vince new Gilligan. One by Vince Gilligan. Yeah. So I watched
as made famous from
out.
The island.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was his boat got stuck there.
He got out there.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And then he made Breaking Bad.
But so I was like, you know what? Because Apple TV is such a fake service, I was like, what is on here? And I started watching all the trailers.
Yeah.
I started going through stuff where I'm like, what is going on?
Did you watch the trailers for Shrinking? Harrison Ford. That's another Bill Lawrence production.
Dude, it's apparently great.
Dude, there is on Apple TV, and I watched the trailer of it. It's a series which is just phone calls.
What the fuck? What are they cooking over there?
What do you mean?
No one knows.
So it's phone calls. So what you're watching is just like a media display of the audio.
What?
And they've got big name actors in there.
What?
And it's about an apocalypse, the end of the world.
What's it
told
called?
Only through phone calls.
What are they doing over there?
Like
at
a call
Apple
or
TV.
Something? And I was like, this can't be real. Each one is like six. They're doing audio dramas on Apple TV.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So you knew about calls?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
You knew about Shrinking, but did you know about Bad Monkey, the other Bill Lawrence TV show that's on Apple TV starring Vince Vaughn?
Yes.
Yeah.
You scroll through, like, what is any of this? Palm Royale as a new season? First off, what's Palm Royale? I guess Kristen Wiig's there, and she's like, I'm going to take over Palm Springs. You're like, okay.
Apple TV, I think, is the new Hollywood racket.
Oh,
they just give you millions of dollars to make something that pretty much you just.
Again, I love The Foundation. I love that show on Apple TV. Lee Pace is Jesus Christ. You want to just have a wonderful like feast with your eyes? Just watch the first episode of season two, and in the opening sequence. Mwah.
What about?
No one's talking about it. No one else seems to be watching it.
What about the TV show Silo?
Yeah.
The post-apocalyptic TV show
where
people
live in a silo,
man.
I watched the first few episodes. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Yeah, man.
Well,
Apple TV is confusing.
You think Apple
slow
TV
horses?
TV show? Yeah. Slow Horses is popular.
Slow Horses, I get love Slow Horses.
Slow Horses.
Slow Horses rules.
Slow Horses and Ted Lasso and Severance
yeah.
are the
Those
three
the ones
that have broken out.
Yeah. And then there was the Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, Monarch.
No one watched it.
No one watched it. I did.
Was it good?
No, I, yeah. pretty good.
Okay, so you think that the TV shows are a wasteland of like content you've never heard of? Get ready for their top 10 movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
The Lost Bus.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Starring Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Lost Bus, last night. It's a Lost Bus.
So Lost Bus. Trailers.
I did, because I was like, what is this? Lost Bus is about like the fire. It's based on a true story. It's like the fires in America, one of the like big wildfires or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just Matthew McConaughey, he's a bus driver, and he goes in there because it's like, we got to go. So it's America Ferrera's like a teacher of the kids, and they're like getting the bus, and then like it's too late. Everyone's like everywhere cooked, and he starts driving through the fires.
What the fuck?
That's the film.
What?
Yeah, dude.
What about
I watched Luck, the one that was like the animated one with garbage.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
Horrible, dude. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, dude.
I understand maybe why that didn't get made anywhere else and everyone kept passing on it.
Yeah.
Because it looked like shit and the story was just shit. It was a piece of shit.
But weirdly,
what about the Gorge?
Oh, the Gorge! What a film! What a premise! What's his name?
Miles
Teller. It was like drummer boy who was also stretchy.
And Anya
the woman
Joy?
Who just looks like she's an alien.
Yeah.
It is Anya Taylor-Joy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a gorge. Then they got to protect the gorge.
Directed by Scott Derrickson, the creator of the director of the first Doctor Strange.
Mm.
Highest to Lowest, which is a Kurosawa remake by Spike Lee. That's the second most. Well, apparently, it sucks.
Oh, with Denzel, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Watch the trailer to that. What's going on?
There's so much. They're making a.
There's a film with Brad Pitt and George Clooney on there. Sure is.
They're making a Neuromancer TV series?
Sure they are, dude.
What the fuck?
Of course they are.
How would I not know this?
There's a movie and Tom Hanks, he's got a robot fella.
Whoa. What about the movie 12-12-12? It's a heist drama.
Hey, bro. This is going to be huge for you. They've actually just released a brand new TV series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The completely made up adventures of Dick Turpin.
Oh, dude. Let me tell
Fielding's
you.
Noel Fielding's back, brother.
Oh, is hooray, it a new series for it?
Oh, wait, it was
lost. It's an old thing. I remember watching a few episodes, and I'm like, why am I still watching this?
Yeah, I saw a trailer for it, I think. Horrendous,
let me tell you.
Oh, wait,
it wasn't good.
They dropped a new episode last month.
Oh, did they now?
Why
are they doing that?
I don't know.
There's a comedy thriller coming out called Maximum Pleasure Guaranteed.
Oh.
Okay. They're making a TV show of the Janet McCurdy... Mm-hmm. Autobiography or whatever, or memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died. Dude, Apple TV is going fucking crazy.
Yeah,
Ben
was
Stiller made
confusing.
A documentary about his parents.
Yeah, I watched trailer of that last night.
You were just watching.
I just kept scrolling, like, what is any of this?
That's fucking...
And then it's like, yeah, you know when you was like, there was like a, back where you used to live back out, like, you know...
In the bush.
Yeah, there was that DVD store.
Yeah.
That was also, I want to say, maybe either a milk bar or an Indian restaurant.
It was,
I
believe, all three.
Yeah. And you'd go there. And they would have DVD covers
that I've just never seen before in my life.
Yeah, DVDs from a different alternate universe. Yeah. That is what it feels like scrolling through any of Apple TV. Because I was like, what is
well,
there? And there's categories. I'm like, surely. And yeah, it's just...
Tubi is awesome for seeing movies where you're like, how the fuck is that real? But at least with Tubi, you're like, these are low budget, straight to streaming or DVD. No famous actors. But then Apple TV is like, yeah, what about that TV show Platonic that had two full seasons starring Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne?
Yeah, man.
The fuck? Yeah, man, I've not thought about that DVD store in a million years where you'd find like, Harrison Ford, fucking, I don't know, like Tom Hanks in Coyote Creek. You'd be like, this, what?
I don't think this,
this is
a
not
film.
A real movie.
Surely this isn't real.
There must have been some kind of scam situation going on there, dude.
But yeah, Apple TV is confusing because they're just, and then no one, and they don't tell you. Like, as in, if you have Apple TV,
they're not like, hey, guess what?
A new thing. They're just like,
it's a terrible streaming service to use as well, because like it mixes in like just buying stuff, or at least it used to, where it was like you...
Some stuff you can just stream, but some stuff they're like, pay us a bit
extra. It mixed in... I mean, to be fair, I haven't used Apple TV in years. Yeah. But I remember it being like... because they didn't have that many original shows and movies, but then it's not a streaming service in the sense of like, it's not like you can just stream like fucking Crank High Voltage.
No. Yeah, it's not like...
It's not like Netflix.
Yeah, it's not that they're acquiring the rights to old stuff. They're like, no, everything is new. Yeah. And we're putting so much money in this.
God, and everything looks like a fake thing.
Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, because remember, like,
yeah, Monsters, Monarch. Yeah, that looked weirdly fake.
Yeah.
What like about Deliver Us the Moon or whatever the fuck it was called? Remember that movie?
Yeah, with Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
And, like, we're making comedy.
Scarlett Johansson.
What the fuck? About faking the moon landing?
Yeah.
Wow, at least,
that didn't work.
At least Tubi.
Argyle's there.
Yeah.
Argyle.
Jesus
the
Christ.
The F1 film is coming back. Is coming to Apple TV after it did well in the cinemas or did poorly in the cinemas. I forget.
I don't know.
So, like, I've fired up Tubi. This I understand.
Yeah.
This has got Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah, I wrote Johnny Mnemonic.
Classic.
Existence. Keanu Reeves' own.
Oh, my God.
Existence.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, say it right, okay?
And then we've got...
Put some respect in your mouth for that film.
Then we've got the Nicolas Cage.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah.
Jude Law. What a fucking... Oh, my God. What a goddamn film. He's just brushing right past Existence. This piece of shit.
David Cronenberg.
Watch Existence.
David Cronenberg's my favorite director of all time.
Yeah.
You would love it if you haven't seen it already. They make a flesh gun.
Yeah, I know, dude. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, man.
But, like, then next to those, you got Running with the Devil.
Art God. Art God. God damn. That was in Existence.
Yeah. No, I know. I got it. I was just trying to move on the list more.
No!
Because the reason I brought up Tubi was so I could get to the fake Tubi movies, but we're stuck on Existence.
Don't bring up Existence without us discussing Existence.
Maybe we can do a double feature of
that would make me feel a lot better.
Yes.
As long as we do it in that order.
Yeah.
I just have something to grasp onto.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
But maybe we could another good movie is similar-ish vibe. I think it's just because when I first watched them both on the same day, it was the same day, but... Yeah. The Dead Zone, David Cronenberg remake, the Stephen King thing, starring Christopher Walken. I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tubi's also got the Nicolas Cage and Lawrence Fishburne movie that I've never heard of, Running with the Devil.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
What about the Nicolas Cage movie Rage, where the tagline is "The past never stays dead"?
Is that Nicolas Cage movie where bikers give him too many mushrooms and he becomes the devil?
No, that's Drive Angry?
No. Drive Angry is the movie where Nicolas Cage steals Satan's favorite gun, though. That's pretty funny.
And drives out of hell.
They're going to be steals his favorite car. But no,
his favorite gun.
Okay. So I know there's I think I've seen the trailers for that other fake movie Nick Cage is in, where he's like, he's a surfer going back to Australia.
Isn't that called like Surfer Guy
called
or something?
Surfer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Surfer.
He gets
trapped
in a surfer loop or something.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot of movies. No, I mean, you just go to Nicolas Cage's filmography and...
Hey, what about the 2006 movie? And this is the cast. Adrian Greer? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vinny Chase.
I'm there.
Christopher Maloney, Dave Bautista, and Bruce Willis. The 2016 movie Marauders. Movies are so fake. It's awesome.
Nicolas Cage, I love that film, like that you're describing, that sort of cast, in a certain era... That would have been, you would have seen the poster for it.
That would have been the biggest been movie of all time.
Oh my God, look at what this is. Never heard of it before in my life.
What about when Jeff Daniels, Don Cheadle, and Guy Pearce made a movie called Traitor in 2008?
Guy, what the fuck, dude?
What was that about?
When an FBI agent investigates an international conspiracy, all clues lead to a former U.S. special. Okay, so it's about a traitor.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that makes sense.
I was just saying, Guy Pearce, he's probably the FBI guy.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, and Nicolas Cage is the eponymous traitor.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle, you mean?
Oh, fuck.
The tagline for that movie is "The truth is complicated."
Mandy was the Nicolas Cage movie I was thinking of.
Isn't that where he's got a zombie daughter?
I don't know. No,
I'm thinking of the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. That's also
Or you're thinking of the, what's the one where, fuck, what's his name from, he was in the British Office, speaking of The Office.
Stephen Merchant?
No.
Gervais?
No. And then I think he was in the British Office. And then he's in Wakanda. He's
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman has a zombie daughter in Australia.
Oh, that's
All right. Yeah, I've seen that film.
Not Tracks. That's the Mia Mia.
It was a short film, and they make it into an actual full blown.
The Long Walk. No, that's the Stephen King movie about getting shot.
Yeah. No, I remember. Yeah.
What is that movie?
There's
too many fucking movies,
dude.
And that also watching that was like it's a fake ass movie.
I just found out Nicolas Cage was in a movie called Butcher's Crossing, which is a movie an adaptation of a book I really loved that I had no idea existed. Huh. There's too much fucking going
on.
Yeah,
but looking at Tubi, it turns out all the good movies are here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah,
for some reason, the 2013 Evil Dead's on here. That's a good ass movie. It's right next to Jumanji, the Next Level, and Jack and Jill.
Okay.
And Legion, which is the most Joel Zammett coded movie of all time.
Yeah.
Not the TV show, the movie.
What's the movie Legion? Is this the one with Paul Bettany?
Yep.
Okay.
See?
Paul Bettany play Angel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A group of strangers become unwitting soldiers on the front lines of the apocalypse, protecting a woman and her unborn child from a demonic siege.
Is that where they're trapped in a house?
That movie sucks. let me tell you, I remember watching that as a kid. Oh, garbage.
Stinky movie.
Stinky movie.
Fuck, dude. I kind of remember that, seeing trailers for that. Yeah, dude. What about the Book of Eli? Let's talk about that.
Oh, the Book of Eli?
Yeah. We're talking about movies that are insane.
He's
blind. He doesn't know he has the Bible.
He's got the Bible, man. Yeah. Is it the Bible in Braille at the end? Or is it just has the Bible?
It might be. Maybe at the end he gets the Bible in Braille.
What about the death and life of Bobby Z? That stars Lawrence Fishburne and Paul Walker. I feel like that there's just like some actors that occasionally fall off.
Yeah.
And you're like, why would they make
that?
Olivia Wilde is also in this movie.
I guess they need the money.
Yeah.
Keith
you
Carradine.
Don't know what movie's going to be a hit.
Carradine. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
you know. You
That's
go,
true. I guess like also, because this is like 2007.
Yeah.
You're just making movies hoping that the cover is cool enough that it does well at a video shop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Because
that's dead now, but that used to be a huge
influx. As an actor, maybe you don't care. You just know what you're going
to
get
paycheck
up front.
Paycheck to paycheck, who gives a fuck.
And then it's like, you know, the producer of that, sure, they're hoping that, the front cover's sick.
And I think that this has become a very important base of speculation because literally anything we have just said is more valuable to watch. Than Scrubs season 10.
100%.
Just find, like, do you know what rocks? Going onto a weird streaming service, if you live in Australia, there's a really good one called Broly.
Yeah.
Which is, so there's a DVD, the media distribution company called Umbrella.
Mm.
They started a free streaming service called Broly.
Mm. Yeah.
There's just so many movies on there where I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I just check them out.
Yeah.
Become one of 100 people on earth that have seen this movie. Yeah, you can't talk to anyone about it.
No.
At least, the chances of you accidentally watching something interesting compared to season 10 of Scrubs where nothing interesting will happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Watch me eat my words as JD gets shot in the head with a gun first episode. And then the whole season is like his death dream.
or just Apple Plus or like Apple subscription there.
No,
those are also bizarre films and
you
who knows what's going on.
I might as well check
No one else is watching them.
Tubi or Broly gets my vote over Apple.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Apple is just high budget slop.
There's
some good shows.
For All Mankind's cool.
Oh, forgot about For All Mankind. Love that show.
Okay. All right. But I mean, Body Melts on Broly, and that's awesome. That's like an episode. What if an episode of Neighbors went an episode of Blue Heelers went very wrong.
That's awesome, dude.
Have you seen Body Melt?
No. You know, a movie I want to watch, Night of the Hunter. Is that on Tubi? See if that's on Tubi.
I really want to watch, is it Mr. In Between?
Oh, yeah, apparently that's fucking awesome, dude.
Every time, like, I'm seeing clips here and there, people keep talking about it.
My family loves it. They're like,
yeah, a friend
of mine
telling me about
it,
like, 2 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just fantastic. Like, I don't know. Apparently, it's real good.
Very good.
Night of the Hunter isn't on Tubi, but there is a movie called The Headhunter on Tubi.
I'll watch that instead.
Which looks like, the poster looks like, and this is an obscure-ish throwaway reference.
Yeah.
It looks like a picture of Nightmare from Soul Calibur 2.
Okay.
He's wearing like this like really pointy, evil looking, like Dark Souls
aesthetic. Yeah.
Okay. Also, Revenge came up, which I'm pretty sure is a movie that's meant to fucking rule.
I wonder where I can watch Butcher's Crossing, which I don't think will be very good because on the front cover, Nicolas Cage looks like he's a cannibal and that doesn't happen in the book. Like, he's got an evil energy that I don't think is But anyway, I should.
This might appeal
that down.
To you. Broly has 5 different versions of the movie Caligula available to watch.
And that does appeal to me. Yes.
You probably would have jacked off to that movie at some point in your childhood.
I don't think so. I think that was a little bit too before my time.
Damn, dude. Yeah.
I just feel like
jack off movie of choice. Was
with sirens. We all know.
We should.
Us
we
and
should.
The
that should be another big question.
Jack off movies.
Track down our jack off movies and give them a watch. Because imagine watching that without the sort of like heady hormonal haze of teenage arousal.
Like,
to be like,
oh, this is a movie.
I'm sure I do.
The only one that comes to mind for me, and I don't know if I did it more than once though, is like that. The famous scene in American Pie 2.
Yes.
Well, I say famous. Actually, the most famous scene in American Pie 2 is Jim getting his hand accidentally glued to his dick. No, but when I rewatched it,
eternally
very
touching
funny
my penis.
Watching these things, you know, like I know that like a young Joel Dusa jerked off to this film, whatever, and I'm watching it like judging a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then going back a bit like, oh no, you'll watch this and be like, oh, why did I do that?
Yeah, what was that about? Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think. I'm sure I'll have a jack off movie in there somewhere though.
Oh yeah.
No, but that scene's so funny.
Like, yeah, it's awesome.
When I rewatched the American Pie trilogy during lockdown.
Yeah.
Fuck, that scene, full on pisser.
Yeah, dude, it's
certified pisser.
Truly, dude, truly.
Certified.
Maybe a scary movie I might have jacked off to.
That's interesting.
That, what?
Isn't there like
what?
Isn't there like jacking off scenes in there?
There's a guy gets stabbed with a penis.
Do you mean a scary movie or scary movie?
I mean one of the scary movies.
Because horror movies often had scenes where if you're like,
the Wayans Brothers scary movies.
There's a scene where he gets stabbed in the ear.
I think
with
I remember what it is. I got jacked off to the scene where the girl gets fucked by a ghost.
Just quick, Clara. Let's just run that back on the wording there. Did you just say I got jacked off too? Because that's a very distinct.
No. It was a solo experience.
I got a hand job during Hot Fuzz. If we're talking about movies, you got jacked off too.
I think for me it was The Dictator.
Yeah,
which is pretty.
Yeah,
funny.
That's awesome.
It was a terrible movie. So, got to do something, dude, to entertain yourself.
God, I want to watch every single movie that's on Broly.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Dude, there's so much awesome shit, and I reckon stuff that you would like. Have you seen Dead End Drive-In?
Maybe. That's a familiar name.
It's like I think it's an Australian movie, but they get stuck in an evil drive-in.
Awesome, dude. Oh, no, yeah, I have seen that. That's a good movie.
What a great place to get stuck in.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, they're pretty pissed off about it.
I can imagine. It's an evil drive-in.
Dogs Don't Wear Pants. That's a
great
famous fetish film.
Nice.
It's cool I know that.
Yeah.
Movies. They're so much better than Scrub Season 10. Worst movie.
Yeah. Is like, better than Scrub Season 10.
You know what? I will say any movie made before. When do you reckon creative bankruptcy, like, really, like, cause I.
Really hit?
Yeah.
Like, when do we start the, like, streaming slop era? I reckon 2020?
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I reckon a little bit earlier, but not much earlier.
2020 was like maybe the start of it, because that's when like, you know,
that's when the volume starts.
Yeah, the volume. Mm. And then you've also got like streaming is becoming more popular. People being like, let's not make a release.
Well,
let's
go streaming. I'll be safe.
So I reckon 22, I reckon, is safe.
Okay. 2022 is safe.
Mm. Yeah, as in like anything. Yeah, as in like
before
that, you're like, maybe this will make in films.
Mm.
I'll play it safe and I'll say anything any single movie that came out before 2016 will be better than Scrubs season 10.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. Are you going to leg Modin?
I don't know how
we could ever
qualify. That would be so easy. You just sit me in front of, because then you'd be like, oh, actually Garden State?
Yeah, we'll
I'll
put
be
Garden
like,
State. Yeah,
I'd be like, yeah, Garden State, while it sucks real bad and it's one of the worst scripts I've ever heard and some terrible performances and it's just horrible and changed the face of Earth for the worst.
Yeah.
Cinematography's good.
That's
season 10 won't have better cinematography.
He's right.
He's like, right.
It was all right. And that soundtrack.
Oh my God, dude. Shins?
You heard this Shins before?
There's a big hole on his
like, hey, have you ever heard this like this band called The Shins? And then he puts his headphones on Natalie Portman and then we get to hear The Shins?
Wow.
Man, The Shins.
The longer this episode goes, the more I'm just like looking at streaming services that no one talks about and being like, damn, I want to watch all these movies.
Yeah, to get away from Scrubs.
Yeah, but also like, have either of you seen A Better Tomorrow?
No.
Like the John Woo movies?
No.
Fuck, they're so good. And no, I got no one to talk to about
it. Yeah, dude.
I brought it up on a Paywalled podcast. We've mentioned two separate Paywalled podcasts that have no relation to baseless speculation. The speedrunning television, which is me and Jackson watched the first and the last episode of a TV show to claim that we finally watched it and then we review it and talk about it.
You can get that, of course, if you sign up to Thumb Cramps Plus.
Actually, Eye Cramps, which I'm now referencing, is behind the... No,
that's...
No.
That's
unfortunately Bad Brain, boys. Subscribe to that. That's the subscription service for plumbing the Death Star. But
anyway, in that, I'm talking about A Better Tomorrow. I just got no one to talk to about it.
Yeah,
so
dude,
if people could watch it, this is really
that's
fucking good.
That's how I
good.
Feel about anything I watch on Apple TV.
That's how I feel about any book I ever read.
But here's the thing about A Better Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's good, unlike anything on Apple TV.
It's good stuff on Apple TV.
For All Mankind.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting about For All Mankind.
Severance.
You've seen that? We've seen Severance.
We've seen Severance.
Yeah. He dances. That's crazy.
Some people quite like Ted Lasso.
No, not me.
Every clip I've seen of it does not do anything for me, but I don't have the full context. I cannot judge.
If you had the full context, I reckon you would, but that's a matter.
Yeah.
Bluebrus is really good.
Have you seen Society?
Yeah, I've seen Society.
God, Society's
awesome.
It's
a great movie, dude.
What if everyone was rich was in a cult and then they had the movie ends with 20 minutes?
Very upsetting.
Orgy? It ends with like, it's like a pretty, like a relatively grounded movie of like the, like, I can't remember if it's the youngest or the oldest child in a rich family who's like a rebel.
Yeah.
Like, kind of slowly losing his mind, being like, something's going on in this town.
And then the thing that is going on
is, and then, so it's like, it feels like a kind of like, just like low budget mystery movie with like no crazy special effects. And then it just ends with like a 20 minute flesh orgy where everyone just like melding together.
Flesh orgy. Then you said melding. I'm like,
movies used to do that, dude. Fire in the Sky. A famous UFO movie.
Well, yeah, horror movies used
normal kind of cozy mystery. What happened to Dave? What's going on? And then you see what happened to Dave, and it's the most horrific 5 minutes you've ever watched in your life. And then cozy mystery, and you go, "What? Huh?
Well, what happened to Dave? I'm really upset."
I think horror movies just used to do that a lot, where they would just do a slow build into like, "Oh, this is what's happening." You're like, "What the fuck?"
What's crazy about Fire in the Sky is it's not where the movie ends. It's like 2/3 through. Then you just got to kind of deal with the fallout of having seen that.
Society has the craziest payoff to a throwaway line I have ever seen in movies.
It's been a long time since I've watched it.
Okay, so there's a reference to, they're like, I can't remember if they say, you've got your head up your butt, or get your head out of my butt.
Yeah.
And then in the orgy scene, he literally puts his head inside an asshole. Then the character quips about that line because everything, like, people are like, because it's like, it's just become, everyone's become like this huge goo, basically.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Movies are fucking crazy and everyone's just sitting at home watching fucking Secret Invasion.
You could be watching this.
What do you reckon, like, maybe the worst thing that could probably happen in a Scrub season 10?
It's just going to be fucking season 8 again.
Yeah.
But 20 years later, mm-hmm. so it's going to feel like... Mm.
So I think the worst thing that's going to happen is that it's going to be to make a concerted effort to revert everybody back to where they originally were. Mm-hmm. But because it's not... You know, it'll be, it's like you get a double whammy of you've gotten rid of all of that character development and now you're trying to write JD as he was, but so much time has passed.
He's fucking a rough looking 50 as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I reckon we're going to get like a lot of stuff that's written for like a 24 year old coming out of the mouth of a 50 year old. Yep. But I honestly think the worst thing that could happen is they greenlight a season 11.
Yeah, I think you are right.
They might. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if this does get two seasons. Yeah. I reckon they'll probably, because what's going to happen is, let's assume it's going to be like a 10 episode season. It'll be crazy if it's more than that.
Yeah.
The ratings will be really high for the first episode regardless.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Fuck.
I'll watch it. Yeah.
I'll probably watch it.
Yeah.
Gun in mouth, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'll be curious.
Yeah, I'll be upset. Morbid curiosity about what is going on.
Yeah.
And because of that, they'll be like, even when the ratings inevitably dip. Well, actually, because they're doing back-to-back releases, so the first two episodes will have huge ratings.
Yeah.
If that's a quarter of the season, it's really easy to like, okay, yeah, it declines. Yeah, awesome. Jackson just threw cars everywhere.
Go on.
You can check that out on YouTube.com. Just simply search for baseless speculation.
Yeah. If we get like, maybe, I don't know, hey, look, Lawrence, you want to get like a nice little close-up of Jackson just really just fucking that up? Just play that real good slow.
Close-up of my face as I realize I will derail whatever Douche is saying.
Beautiful stuff.
Because the cards I'm shuffling went everywhere.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, so like they can ride the ratings decline and it'll still look like a huge success, which means that it'll be really easy to greenlight a second season. But then when the second season starts, it won't have that boost to the.
Yeah.
Well, unless it is good.
Yeah. But the same thing happened to the Frasier reboot.
Yeah.
It got two seasons. Mm. Yeah. I think that's what you get.
Ah,
you
know? Okay.
But that was the same. Yeah. Frasier well, had what I mean. Exactly that's, what I just yeah, saw. Yeah, yeah.
Is this going to be on Peacock or whatever?
No, it's ABC.
Oh, it's ABC. What is ABC?
Actually, yeah. Scrubs was NBC, but then went to ABC's.
Peacock. Piss penis.
Peacock. Piss penis.
That's what they should call it, dude. Piss penis.
This feels like I've walked in on a little, like, a little in-joke, but it just seems it's for you.
It's just me. Peacock. Piss penis. Come on, that's funny.
Yeah, what? I stopped listening, and I'm glad I did, because now I have to, yeah.
You say a peacock should be called piss penis.
Yeah.
You know the subscription service? You can watch, like, stuff from it.
Oh, wait, no, peacock, piss penis. I get it.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah.
It's a real sleeper.
Yeah. You're going to be getting something for your fridge later tonight, and it'll hit.
Peacock, piss penis. Yeah.
Very funny.
He's a funny guy, that Jackson Bailey. Yeah. He's a funny guy.
It is... on ABC.
Hope it comes out exclusively Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
It maybe. Probably be.
Yeah.
Why? This should be easy to find.
Yeah, it is funny that it's not.
Yeah.
That's like a very. But that's kind of what happens these days. It's like a funny thing back in the day. You hear on TV shows coming, you're like, can't wait to watch that on my TV.
Mm.
Now you hear TV shows coming and you're like, I wonder where. Yeah. You know? I wonder if I'll have access to that.
Am I going to watch this on free to air Channel 7? Or Channel 10, maybe?
In between RBT, you know?
Or is this going to be
The Simpsons?
On the Netflix?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be on...
some American channel?
KO
and we'll
Sports?
Get it?
Hey, this is something interesting.
Yes.
In July 2025, ABC revived the series by officially ordering Season 10, so they are calling it Season 10, to premiere during the 2025-2026 broadcast season. So it will be on TV.
Okay. Yeah.
Braff, Faison, Chalk, McGinley... Mm-hmm. And Reyes will return with Lawrence returning as executive producer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not so writing.
That
not
didn't writing or say. Producing. It's crazy that doesn't say showrunner.
Yeah.
Who's the showrunner? Is it Zach Braff?
Wouldn't shock me.
Wouldn't shock me.
Wouldn't shock me, dude. Zachy boy.
I hope he's like, hey, we'll do a crossover with Alex Inc. and I'll play Alex again.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
long-lost
brother of JD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like, okay. Oh. Yeah, do we think, what bullshit from the original Scrubs is going to make an appearance? Because I'm thinking like he's-
Eagle.
Eagle. He's script for Dr. Acula.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make an appearance. Maybe that's one of the plots. He's like, he actually went and made a low budget.
Yeah, I mean, Todd doing the, hey, dog shit joke high five.
Yeah. That's how you already got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already got that.
Yeah. Something about, didn't he put,
would you reckon he'll do blackface for a third time?
Yeah. A third time?
Yeah, I think so, dude.
The third time in Scrubs.
Yeah, I think so. I reckon, actually.
Yeah, I reckon he will.
There'll be
a reference to the fact, okay.
Hey, you reckon someone's going to die? They'll try and do like a big old Brendan Fraser's death, like heartstrings like, kind
what
of
the,
moment.
What do Scrubs audiences love? They love when someone dies.
That's like, you know, it's a very heartfelt episode. Mm. It's one of those ones people just like, you know, kicks
Did
you in
Did they do it again in med school? Did they have like the, or in season 8 where they had like, because in Scrubs, there's the episode where Cox kills three people from
the fucked up transplant.
It turns out the one person died from rabies. So he gives it to three people. They all
mad
die.
TV in it. Yeah.
And then he goes crazy from guilt. But that's fine. Yep. But then, or is it JD that does that? No, it is Cox.
No, it's Dr. Cox. Yeah. It's like he didn't know. He goes to a depression spiral. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the Brendan Fraser episode. Is that also Dr. Cox that JD loses that you can't learns you can't save everyone in one of the episodes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the old my old lady.
I don't know.
I
dude.
Wish I didn't know this stuff.
I got no idea.
I know there's like an intern that like makes a, like, you know, you see the germs as he picks up something and then says goodbye to some old lady and then she dies from that because of complications or whatever.
Yeah, maybe that's because basically it's like they're like, whoa, you can't save everyone. Even your heroes make mistakes, the Dr. Cox one, and Dr. Cox is human too. Then the intern also learns they can't save everyone. I wouldn't be surprised if they just do it again.
Mm. We're going to get the same, like, how to save it,
I wonder if bullshit songs from the...
I'm no
Superman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, forget, like, all the other Superman songs.
Yeah.
Like,
Somebody save me!
Yeah, let's have that in Scrubs.
They should reboot Smallville, I reckon. Or do a legacy sequel series to Smallville. That I'd watch.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if they'll be like, JD's in more of a mentor role this time.
Well, they did that with season 9.
Well, not really, though. Like, that's the thing. They didn't really do that. But, but then it's like, if he's more in a mentor role, but then, then you got like, oh, it's a new cat. Oh, it's Bebop. He's there.
Yeah,
you know, he's the new JD trying to be there. And like, people don't want that. No one wants that.
So do you reckon that, so you're right. The person that, the kid that marries Turk. My brain was like, no, Kirk. No, different show.
Yeah.
Turk and Carla's kid gets married to JD and Kim's kid. Mm-hmm. But then Elliot and JD also have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, are they just going to be rocking two children in this, do you
Maybe?
Think?
Yeah.
Also, Sam, the first kid, Kim's kid, would be 20 now, I guess.
Yeah. So again, and what you could do is if they were trying to, like, you know, do that kind of JD as a mentor, is it's kind of like, well, yeah, Sam is in med school. And maybe he's like, you know, got JD, you know, now he's like, he feels he's got such, you know, expectations to fill, all those kind of things. And then it's kind of like, you know, I'm going to Sacred Heart when my dad was such a big name. And everyone's like, your dad's a goofball.
Yeah, true. I hope they do a thing where JD's getting sued for malpractice.
Yeah.
Where we didn't see it, but between seasons, he became really bad at his job.
Stop washing his hands.
He hated it.
He was like, germ theory, more like bore theory. That's boring.
It's boring to me. I'm never washing my hands again. So I'm licking any bones I see when
any,
they get
any dry
in
bones
surgery.
I am sucking on the hands like you would not believe.
The best bacteria is my tongue bacteria. And that'll be his famous quote for the new season.
Do you reckon we're going to get because Scrubs love to have famous cameos? Mm-hmm. Brendan Fraser. So Shrinking is a Bill Lawrence show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. Harrison Ford in Scrubs. Vince Vaughn in Scrubs.
I was at Harrison Ford in Scrubs.
Or Jason Segel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jason Segel, yes. Harrison Ford, I feel he would be like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Or unless you pay him, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
How old is Harrison Ford? Like,
he's
80 something?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe he would love to be in Scrubs. Maybe
he'd love to meet his idol, Zach Braff, finally.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Yeah. Why not? Harrison Ford in Scrubs.
Yeah.
I can see that happening now.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Maybe he'll come in and play JD's dad.
Yeah. JD's dad was played by the guy
Jason
who died.
Ritter.
Yeah, no. Rest in peace.
Yeah. They did a whole episode of it. Oh, will he get Ed Kavanaugh back as his brother? Is he coming back?
Is it Ed Kavanaugh? Is that his name? Or is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Tom Kavanaugh?
I think it's Tom Kavanaugh.
And he was in a TV series called Ed.
could be.
Where he was a lawyer, and it was his office was in a bowling alley.
His name is
what?
Tom Cavanaugh.
Yeah,
I'm gonna find this show. It's another classic fake Joel Zammit TV show.
Ed is a TV show that ran for 83 episodes.
Sure was. Goes back to like a little small like his hometown, and he becomes like he became a lawyer or whatever, and then he buys the bowling alley, and he opens up his law office there.
It would be crazy if Tom Cavanaugh isn't in Scrubs because he's.
He did stuff with like
not above much.
Yeah,
he's in. Oh yeah, he's in the Arrowverse. Stuff, yeah. He plays Harrison Wells. I don't know. That. Reverse Flash.
Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plays Reverse Flash.
Astro, he's runs backwards. I don't know.
Yeah,
dude, he just hates the Flash.
No, he just hates the Flash.
That's anyway, fair look.
Why would
Scrubs
you Reverse Flash if you hate the Flash?
I don't know. Reverse Flash should be slow.
Yeah,
that's
well, he runs backwards.
Man. Yeah,
yeah.
Because like, the opposite of the reverse of the Flash isn't
well opposite. The backwards of, no, of the Flash. Opposite of the Flash.
Well, what's is the reverse?
You're running backwards.
Anyway, I think the main thing we need to take away from this is that Zach Braff has committed many crimes of Hollywood and has yet has like remained relatively unpunished.
Yeah.
So let's not forget the fact that he legitimately beat up a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
True.
Almost very destroyed true. Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Has had done blackface multiple times.
He's just and he's annoying.
Yeah. And he made Garden State, which is his biggest crime of all.
Yeah, but you know, Garden State, where the message is don't take your medication.
Yeah. The same message as Dreams music video and song Mask.
That's what the
take your medication,
for.
The kill your mom, for, take some more medication, don't feel anything. You take medication, you stop feeling stuff. So don't take your medication.
Is the fucking. I think the message.
Hobbit's there.
The message, I think, is just. Life's fucking crazy, bro. And you gotta process life.
Exactly. So, so you gotta stop taking your antidepressants.
No, that was like the big message. I mean, there were episodes of like fucking. Like, I don't know. That was the thing. They're like meds, dude. They're going to stop. They're going to make you a zombie, dude.
Well, that's crazy.
That's the whole point of guy, because he kills his mom accidentally when he's a child.
Yeah.
His dad's a doctor or whatever, who's played by the Hobbit, the one who has the ring the first time. And then who's also a Jack the Ripper in that other film. And then he's like, puts him on meds his whole life, but then he goes through life not feeling anything to the point where he drives off in a car with the nozzle of the fucking fuel still attached to the car, and then he's like, I feel nothing, and then he meets the wonderful manic pixie dream Natalie Portman,
freshly 18 Natalie Portman.
Nice. Okay. Sure.
I think there's a scene where he meets her and there is a dog humping someone's leg.
Okay.
It's her dog humping his leg.
There you go.
Nice.
And then it's basically like you gotta feel shit.
So you don't take your meds,
taking meds.
Don't take your meds.
She either he shows her or she shows him new slang by the shins and treats it like it's the greatest song that's ever been written.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you got to do something that no one else has ever done before in this thing. So like he goes like blah 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 or like
They're putting the shins on someone and being like, "This is the craziest song you've ever heard." Is very reminiscent of. Perks of Being a Wallflower, where they drive through a tunnel and hear Heroes by David Bowie, and they're like, this song, what is this song? It changed my life. It's like, brother.
That's extremely funny.
These are very popular songs.
Just because you've never heard of them doesn't mean, I mean, come
it's
on.
It's our special song, especially in Perks of, fucking pissed me off in Perks of Being a Wallflower, because it's just like, I hate when people write stuff that they are like, oh, I'll put this in as like a cool reference to how much stuff I know, but really it just reveals that it just makes the character make no sense.
Perks
of Being a Wallflower has this thing where they're like, my favorite Smith song is Asleep. It's a B-side.
Yeah.
But then the characters have never heard Heroes by David Bowie.
That's funny.
Are they all teenagers in this
film? Oh, yeah, they're fuckheads.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe, I mean, like, that's kind of a, like,
yeah,
you know,
that's
we kind of knew, you all knew someone sort of like that.
Yeah, being like, hey, like my favorite song ever is fucking this demo that's ever released. Whoa, what's this crazy song? Crazy.
Who are the Beatles?
Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd?
Well,
that's
I've never
crazy.
Heard this before in my life.
I guess, look, people can't know anything, but I hate when people like write things where it's like, well, here's a flex, and it's like, no, the flex is that you've played your cards too.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck Garden State. And fuck Perks of Being a Wallflower. Yeah, sure. And fuck Zach Braff and fuck Scrubs.
Absolutely.
But you know who I will never fuck? The people that email us.
BSBoysPod@gmail.com. Flawless. Very true. Flawless transition, my friend. Flawless transition. So yeah, we get some emails. This is from Zach. They say,
I have to assume different.
I have to assume not that Zach. Hi, BS Boys. I've heard you say in reference to being shot in the head that this is being put down like a dog.
Yeah.
You've said this a few times, but I've never heard of dogs getting put down like that from my friends who have had to take their dogs to the vet to have them killed.
Well, is this
something you know to have happened?
I hope you're having a great episode. I got two examples of this.
Zach, first of all, thank you so much for the email. This is how you put down a dog with rabies.
Yeah. Yeah. As seen in To Kill a Mockingbird and Old Yeller.
Mm. Yeah. So I believe this is the phrase will come from that, where it's like, you shouldn't hit, like, shot in the head like a dog. Like, yeah. He shot me there like a fucking dog.
Mm.
Yeah, it's.
I do love, Zach, though, that you seem to exist in a world where very possibly Australia's veterinary system was very different to
it's
your
like,
own.
Yeah, gotta go put down like my beautiful dog. Mm. Take him to the vet. You're like, kid, you want to hold his hand? See this? Hold your hand. Obviously, yeah. Put your the earmuffs on.
Yeah.
Thank you, dog.
Yeah, put a glove. You're gonna need to wear this helmet because the
these like safety glasses. You hold the dog's hand. And you bang.
That would be insane.
It is crazy. Like, I mean, like, I get it, and it's sad, but it is wild that when your dog gets put down, you hold its hands.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's a fucked up experience.
But there's also nothing, like, because, like, I've had it, like, I have been there to put down a family dog, and, like, I was the one holding its paws because my family were too upset.
Yeah.
But also just watching the life leaves a dog's eyes
is
crazy.
Oh,
don't do that.
But then also, knowing that you're, like, to say goodbye to your dog and hand it to a stranger and then it just never comes back would also feel crazy.
Yeah, there's
crazy.
No good what? Answer. Because I would hate to hand it to a vet and they go in the waiting room and they come out and go, it's done.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Tucks his gun in his waistband. Yeah. It's done.
He just blows smoke.
It's or done. His sword.
This is a very
is that a samurai sword in your mind, or does he just do the pose and go, dog dies?
He seppuku'd my dog.
I'm in a cool vet.
Damn, he's so quick.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've probably told this story before, but I think it's very funny when we were putting down our family dog. Like, we were there, we were holding it, dog was put down, very sad. And then as we were, like, holding it, watching the life leave its eyes, the door opened and a vet came in and was like, I just gotta grab a pen.
Motherfucker, just wait. Motherfucker, just wait,
as well.
5 minutes.
Just the last thing your family dog heard was someone apologizing for a pen.
Just gonna grab a pen. Sorry.
He went to pet.
It woke
heaven.
Him back up. Oh, it was just so funny. Wait 5 minutes. Just wait. You don't need to pen that badly. We're grieving our dog. Anyway, that's the answer to that. This next one is from Wyatt R.
Mm-hmm.
They also leave their phone number and they say, call me. We'll be best friends.
Okay.
Sorry, boys. Had to catch. So this is the subject of this email is urgent rewind suggestion.
Oh.
Sorry, boys. Had to catch JD's attention since I know Jackson can't use a computer and Joel Samet is a father.
Fake fan. Exactly. I don't read the emails.
I read the emails on this one. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Y'all should do a rewind of Cloud Atlas. It's a trash movie. I love it to pieces.
Trash?
It might kill Jackson to make him watch it. And I think that would just be neat to listen to. Yeah. I liked Cloud Atlas when I watched
like,
it.
I think you like Cloud Atlas.
I think it was a good movie.
It was a wonderful
experience.
I like
reincarnation as a plot premise.
It's messy, and it changes the reincarnation thread from the book where it makes more sense in my understanding.
I don't think it probably doesn't logically check out, but I found it very...
It does feature characters in Yellowface.
That is true. That
which
is
a crazy
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, which is a crazy thing that they just let happen.
It's an intense choice.
Yeah.
But I guess because they're
Hugh Grant there in the future as a man with spike teeth?
Yes, that's right.
Because
it's Tom Hanks every time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Or is it?
Well, not every time. Sometime,
then they didn't need to do it.
Yeah.
Well, it's Tom Hanks's soul, I guess, in that instance.
Yeah. But that means they could have just gotten a regular,
Wachowski's
Chinese person.
Wasn't it Tom Hanks every time?
No,
Tom Hanks' soul.
We do need to watch
time.
This movie.
Okay, so in Cloud Atlas, there's like 7 or 8 different time things. Tom Hanks isn't in all 7 or 8, but he's in like 4.
Yeah, but it's like,
Yes.
Yeah.
But is that the case for everyone?
I believe so.
So every time you see them again, it's the same actors?
So they're the same actors, but in the book, that's not the case because there's like a Cloud Atlas birthmark or something.
Yeah,
and
that's who.
But then maybe that is in the movie? Anyway, they also put an Asian actor in white face, and they used that as they were like, see, we're doing it both ways. And people are like, that's not how that works.
Think that counts.
Like, that doesn't count. Right. That's another interesting thing you have done.
Yeah.
That we need to discuss.
We made this black person look Japanese. So we're chill, right?
I don't think so.
I don't reckon, actually. I think what you're doing is a new racism. I'll say that much.
Look,
you're innovating. Just in the wrong field.
Doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
But yes, I think that's true. I think we should do a base three one.
Dolvek's in the makeup chair.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
As they're doing everything, he's like,
Yeah.
Okay, I just had a thought. Maybe not.
Imagine, like, you're about to go on set in, like, 5 minutes, and they leave you full yellow face makeup looking in the mirror by yourself.
Yeah.
That's when I go, I don't think I can do this.
This is a dark moment of, like, the soul there. I would love to see the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Just
well, you're like,
of that one scene,
cause,
like, that one moment of Tom Hanks being like,
Because I can imagine the Wachowskis are gassing you up, right? They're saying, no, it's fine. You look amazing. This is very respectful.
Yeah,
this is going to be fine. Don't worry. Hey, look, we made this you know, Chinese person is in whiteface, so it's chill.
It's chill.
It's chill. And you go, okay. But I can imagine that tricking my brain. Like, you know, if you're an actor, you go, okay.
That's the job.
But
they say it's
when
chill.
You're by yourself in the dressing room and the makeup lady's left you and there's no one
you
to attend you
there.
And you're staring, looking at your face in yellow face, that's when you go...
This is where you, like, you grab your phone, you take a photo, send it to a loved one, like your wife. Hun.
Is this okay?
This is what I'm currently...
Sorry,
hey, this
Tom,
is me.
Tom Hanks didn't do it.
Yeah.
It was Hugo Weaving. Oh my God.
I gotta look it up.
Now, imagine the most racist thing you could imagine.
Okay.
Oh no. What the fuck? Why did they give him those eyebrows?
Did they give him, like, they gave him Spock brows? Yeah. Why did they do that?
I don't know who the top actor is, but they did it to him.
Oh my God. They shouldn't have done that.
I remember it looking a lot more subtle.
Yeah,
in
me
movement,
too.
But
Jesus. Yeah, that would
Hugo Weaving looking up.
Is this okay?
Last time I trusted the Wachowskis. I mean, they did to Agent Smith, a very, very well known.
Exactly. You've just come off the Matrix with the Wachowskis.
They clearly had a vision and it worked, and people resonated with it.
Yeah. I've got to put my faith in them this time.
I don't know.
Do they, and I guess we'll find this out when we do the rewind, do they do the voice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I imagine they would have to, right?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we should watch that. That sounds like it'd be a great time.
So, Tom Hanks plays a black Irish gangster? Surely that's wrong.
No.
Surely.
I remember he played like a captain in the slave trade kind of thing.
Yes,
a piece
that's
of shit,
right.
And he had lovely mutton chops going on. Don't remember him being a black Irish.
No, I think he's fine. I think I have all of the Tom Hankses.
I think the one they're talking about, they've put him in. So in the movie, he's a little bit tan.
Yeah,
but.
Okay. He doesn't look. He looks
dead.
He looks white in all of these.
Can you say he's white?
He's white. Jesus, dude! I'm looking at the yellow
the
face
one,
is so bad.
The one with Tom Hanks that's questionable, I think, is the one where he's got the goatee. If that helps, I'm trying to find.
Yeah,
good...
I'm looking at it. He doesn't. I don't think.
I mean,
he's. I think.
I mean.
Is he meant?
What is happening? He's meant to be a black Irishman, but we can't do that, so we're not going to make.
So
we're
like,
not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How does he sound? We gotta watch Cloud Atlas. We gotta watch Cloud Atlas.
It is. That's an. It's an interesting outfit.
Yeah.
That
I don't want to cast aspersions.
I don't want to.
Interesting. Hey, chuck it on the docket, dude.
Watch it. Hey, look, you're in the mirror. You're sitting there. You're looking at that and you're going,
is this okay?
Is this okay?
Is this.
I mean, it.
It looks.
Robert Downey Jr.
Tropic Thunder. He got away with it. So,
they said
is this going to. But do I look not black enough that it's
because if I need to, surely I got to commit to the bit.
Should I?
But if I commit to the bit too much,
yeah, I gotta be on that knife's edge. Wow, that's awesome, dude.
Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. It's like a 3-hour movie, right?
Yeah, it is.
I'm very excited for that rewatch. I think it's going to be a good time will be had by all. And then finally, hi BS boys. This is from Ed. I do not watch credits. All of my movie-going friends don't watch credits. Uh-huh. I've never heard any podcast I listen to say they love to sit through credits. Do you think that all movie studios should stop putting credits at the end of films to save time for another screening of a movie in the theater? I know credits are there because of unions and things. How do you spell unions?
U-N-I-O-N-S.
Okay, it's just my brain. Looks like it's a funny spelling of onions to me.
well, you like spell that, sandwich with an H in the wrong spot. So yeah, look, you're not
I can't
be
trusted. Yeah. And things like that, but who cares about that? Thank you, Ed. Obviously, you got to credit the people that made the movie.
Obviously, the people that were involved in the movie, it's nice to credit them. And also, I think...
it's not really for you, Ed.
I also think that the idea of, like, you're cutting out the credits so that theaters can cram more movie, I don't think that's a problem theaters are having.
Yeah. Also, that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Because credits, if everyone leaves during the credits, there's a reset.
Yeah.
You can, like, clean the cinema.
Yeah, they don't
like,
just jump from the credits to the next movie.
Yeah.
Yes, again, credits. I think prior to, say, anyone doing the Marvel thing or the bonus thing after the credits, I don't think many people would have stayed for the credits because most people do leave during the credits.
But the credits aren't meant to be entertaining. They're not there for you to go,
no.
Whoa!
Same with, like, the reason of, like, again, it's like even watching any Marvel film or whatever film where there is going to be 100% post-credit thing, people still leave during the credits.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of people leave during the credits. That's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You're not meant to be entertained by that bit. It's not really for you. It's kind of for the people, like, who made the movie to be like,
it can be a thing of, like, you know, oh, watch it because, you know, you're showing the respect to people that were, you know, were involved in this. I mean, there's that as an aspect.
Sure.
But again, if it's like, hey, you don't need to watch it, that's fine.
Yeah. But it's...
And also, like, I got friends that work on movies, and they're excited to see their name in the credits.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice.
It's exciting to see your friends' names in the
movie. It's like you don't need the author's name on a book necessarily, but
who is this lunatic?
Ed.
Yeah. Bad take.
Yeah.
You now officially bad take Ed.
Another classic bad take from bad take Ed.
Yeah.
Just don't watch the credits if you don't like them.
Yeah.
I also think it's funny to be like, I've never heard a podcast talk about it. What would that look like? Dude. The credits?
My favorite credits?
Holy shit.
Well, to be honest, you see, like, a lot of, like, a lot, but when they try to, like, either, you know, reinvigorate or try to get people to stay for said credits, it's like, oh, they'll put bloopers or they'll do, you know, those kind of things. And half of that reason is, it's most people don't
want Oh, and credits. Sometimes the credits are funny. The credits for The Naked Gun, The New Naked Gun were funny.
Yeah, they are.
Sometimes the credits
That didn't make any money, by the way, so comedy's dead again.
That's a shame.
Oh, well. Sometimes the credits, I look at them for funny names. Sometimes funny names in the credits.
Sometimes in movies like, Enter the Void has credits that I see it into my brain.
Yeah.
Irreversible, the credits go, the credits start the
Don't
movie.
Don't make me think about that film, you son of a bitch.
Dude, movies are out here.
Yeah.
They definitely
Plus,
are.
Plus, I think it's just something, you know.
It did its job.
It sure
to
did.
To get rid of a thing good just because it's boring.
Lars Van Trier, speaking again, he makes great films that, like, really do their job because they really, like, they stay with you.
Yeah.
They do, they make you think. It's not good what they make you think.
Gaspin, though, but he's
another guy. He makes you think.
He's like, hey, I think we're sexualizing, like, these type of revenge movies. I don't know why I avoided saying it. People hate hearing the word, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, like, these kind of, he's like, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to make one that's probably far more realistic.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
And then we go, this isn't that fun or sexy.
That was awful.
This is
that was
the worst awful. Thing.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Thanks.
I've never, he's like, horrible. Further horrible. Fuck. You're like, why'd he do that? Oh, I get why you did
understand.
That.
It was
the wrong guy? That's awesome.
Fuck. Good stuff, dude.
Anyway, I got made to watch that in uni without them telling me what it was about.
That's
a teacher, that's not like a student tricking me.
Damn, dude.
They're like, here's a list of 8 movies that play with time. Pick 3. And I picked that, Elephant, and... something else, and I had a rough day.
Wow! Yeah. Back to back, you said.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I went elephant into Irreversible.
Jesus Christ!
I'm shocked,
dude.
You're still with us.
Yeah.
So credits are good. Keep them around. I think there's something, you know, philosophically crook with the idea of getting rid of something just because it's boring.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But thank you, Bad Take Ed.
Thank you, Bad Take Ed.
I hope you send in another Bad Take.
Oh, yeah. If you've got another Bad Take Ed, you send
please,
it. Please,
Bad
let us
Take
know.
Ed. Please send us. I'm curious. Don't let us calling it a Bad Take, you know, discourage you from sending it for the Bad Takes.
Yeah.
And we love how
we
bad your takes
you
are.
We love you, Bad Take Ed, and we love your Bad Takes. Thank you very much.
And of course, if you want to send in your Bad Take, bad or otherwise, of course, you can always email us in at bsboyspod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to all those who did.
Absolutely. And if you want to support us, you can sign up for Baseless Speculation Plus.
It's a couple bucks.
Freaking easy. There's a couple bucks. There'll be a button. If you're listening on Apple, there'll be a little button. You can just go, and you just press it, make a fart sound. Dude.
Yeah.
Everyone on the bus next to you will go, that person, they're making a good choice.
Yeah. You get ad-free episodes every week, but you also get the occasional bonus episode where Jackson promises he watches Shang-Chi.
Yeah. And then he always does. Like, yes. I always
watch Shang-Chi. It's just that sometimes... Come here. Sometimes I watch another movie instead.
You go, I can watch Shang-Chi and catch up with the MCU, the
Marvel
Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, to get a real handle on what's happening in the Marvel Universe.
I mean, the next movie is Doomsday, where Shang-Chi will be back.
Yeah. Well, I'll be ready for it. I'll watch it for the next episode. I'll watch it.
Yeah, okay.
I promise.
I hate that, because it just speaks to maybe, you know, every time I'm like, it's a little spark in me. I'm like, this time he will. I genuinely believe that this time he will.
Well, that's, you know, more power to you.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Dusha.
And I've been Joel Zammit.
And that was movies.
Yeah.
It truly
We've
was.
We've been the BS boys.
Yeah. What do you think about them?
I got distracted by a thing that was happening on my computer.
That's okay, dude.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. And Scrubs. Can't wait.
Yeah.
And, it's going to be good.
One of the best.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we are the BS boys.
And
yeah.
And we're the BS boys.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.